to open this meeting. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
It's you.
Pledge allegiance and indication.
Okay. I'll pledge allegiance to the flag and then.
Okay, we can do that.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Cal, will you say the,
Heavenly Father, please give us, please guide us in Heavenly Father, please guide us in fulfilling our obligations to the community in the two cases that we're about to hear. Thank you very much. Amen.
Amen.
Swearing officers.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. For the record, Jason Hillcrease and Matt Lockery took the oath.
Now we gotta do roll call.
Roll call.
Mr. Joe Richardson?
Pardon. I'm sorry.
Here. Mrs. Shirley Wright?
Here.
Mr. Derek Batzel?
Present.
Mr. Jason Kreuter?
Here.
Ms. Mary Ellen Cully?
Here.
Mrs. Danielle Roos Laird?
Here.
And our chair, Mr. Don Sparkman?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Good evening, board members. My name is Matt Lockery. I'm with the City of Ocala. I'm the duly appointed supervisor for the Code Enforcement Division, certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement, and I've been in the division for 3 years. I'm also a law enforcement officer for the City of Ocala. I'm presenting the cases tonight. First case we have on the agenda is case number COM 140478, so repeat violator. It's the City of Ocala and Officer Dwayne Thomas versus Dandrea Judy Mary Garten at a location of 3419 Southeast 5th Place. Parcel ID is 2784-002-003. In violation of section 3432 and 3495. Summary of findings is Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this location due to a citizen's complaint and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code, that it has water collection, it's overgrown, and contains junk debris. Additional investigation revealed that in 2013, the respondent was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Board and found guilty for code sections 3432 and 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. Further investigation by Officer Thomas revealed the respondents have not taken corrective action on the violations. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violations have not been successful and the violation remains. Staff does have a recommendation if you'd like to delete it in the record.
Yes, I would.
Find the respondents guilty of violating City Code Section 3432 and 3495 as a repeat violator per Chapter 162.04 of the Florida statutes. The order respondents to drain or treat and clean all standing water collections upon the property, to cut and clean up their property removing any junk and debris, and three, pay the cost of prosecution of the case all assessed within 14 days, failing which a fine of $500 to a maximum of $5,000 per day, and the city to enter upon the property to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Discussion.
Any response from these people?
No, all certified mail was returned. I did attempt to make contact with them, no result.
Are they living there?
They are not. They were, and it looks like they moved out. I went by there earlier this week.
It's not under foreclosure.
No, there's nothing in the records as of yet.
I'd make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
I have a quick question. I haven't seen it before where we have a range.
That
from 500 and 5,000, do we need to enter a specific number, or is that just
that's something it's up to your discretion. That's something that legislation has just passed. Chip had called me from the conference he's at in Tampa, and he made mention of it. We are not required.
In that case, then we need to make a value right here.
Absolutely, Ken. That's your range.
Your motion, you want to redo your motion since we have to make a value?
I'd make a motion with a value of $500 because it's an individual person.
And it's a second offense?
Yes.
You think that's going to get their attention?
No.
Or we can get out there quicker?
Did they make any kind of corrective action the first time?
The city had brought the property into compliance the first time.
Again, we're using city men to take care of somebody else's problem.
Well, I don't think that $5,000 a day is going to get their attention either.
Yeah, $500 a day in 10 days is $5,000.
What's the, on the staff recommendation, what was the time again?
14 days.
14 days? What do you guys think about $500 a day in 7 days?
Can we go that way?
Seven business days.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I would make that motion.
Because they're not going to pay the $500 and they didn't care about the first time. Certainly, they're not going to care about it the second time. Let's go and get it out there and get it cleaned up and get it over.
Hey, Matt, I would suggest that going forward, that her name be shown as Judy Mary Garten DeAndrea.
Judy Mary?
Yeah, okay. DeAndrea is her last name.
Okay.
And
what do y'all think about 7 days?
Yeah. All right, I think that's fair.
I think that 7 business days is enough to get their attention. If we can get their attention in 7 days, we're not going to do it in 14.
If they're not going to pay the $500, I need to pay the $5,000.
That's correct.
As high as you want to.
$500 is all right with me. How's it with you guys?
That's
shorten their 14 days to 7.
That's
go to $500 a day.
Yep.
We have a motion by Ms. Ruth. Do we have a second?
No second.
Okay, we have a motion by Ms. Ruth for $500 a day and shorten the time to 7, and second by Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No names. Next case.
The next case on the agenda is case CON 140569, also a repeat violator, also by Officer Dwayne Thomas against Federal National Mortgage Association. They have violation of section 3495, accumulation of trash and other unsightly and sanitary matter. And in your additional correspondence, we have a finding of fact and an affidavit of partial compliance of the first case and a current property registration. The parcel ID is 2786-003-003. We have legal service on 5-18-2014. A summary of findings is Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this location due to a citizen's complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed that in 2014, the respondent was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Board and found guilty for code section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. Further investigation by Officer Thomas revealed the respondents have not taken corrective action on the violation. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has a recommendation. If you'd like to read it into the record.
Yes.
We find the respondents guilty of violating City Code Section 3495 as a repeat violator per Chapter 162.04 of Florida statutes. Order respondents to cut and clean up their property properly, removing any junk debris. And two, pay the cost of prosecution of the case assessed all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $500 to a maximum of $5,000 per day, and the city to enter upon the property, do the work, utilizing any means required, with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Where is this mortgage company located at?
This is Texas? This is Fannie Mae.
Okay.
They are. And I have a little history on this because the previous case, the one that we had brought to the board and got an order on, was my case.
Mm-hmm.
Neighbors in this area are concerned about this property because last time I was there, the grass was about 4 foot high.
Mm-hmm.
No exaggeration. I'm sure it's the same neighbors calling, and it's getting to that point again, especially in growing season. There's a property registration in your case file, and I did attempt to make contact with the representative on the registration with assurance that the property would be in compliance before the hearing, which it is not.
Okay. Let's have a discussion. The mortgage company wants the city to go out there and clean it up because they didn't clean it up in the first time. Is that correct? The city went out and cleaned it up.
Yeah, that's
correct.
The first time it was a Fannie Mae property.
Mm-hmm.
And I did attempt to make contact with them through Secretary of State information, try to get the registered agent. I sent out an email to him.
Bottom line, the city went out and fixed it.
The city went out and did it.
Okay. Correct. So here we are back here again doing the same thing.
Correct.
Okay. Let's go to $1,000 on this one and shorten it to 7 days as well. Send a message to that company if they got anything else in Ocala they need to clean their mess up.
I'm familiar with that house too, and it's been years of that. I mean,
okay, well, the neighbors shouldn't have to put up with that, and neither should the city be sending their employees out to fix it.
Right. I agree.
That's my opinion. Do we have any more discussion?
I agree.
Do I have a motion?
I'd make the motion to do that.
Okay, the motion is $1,000 a day and shorten the time to 7 days. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Kyle will second it. We have a vote.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Pass.
That'll bring us to the petitions section of the agenda. We have one. The city is in support of this petition.
Is?
It is.
Okay.
The gentleman did go to a hearing. He did pay his cost of prosecution. He did bring the property into compliance and did make the home look a lot better than it did.
This is Ron Butler?
Correct.
He's the car salesman here in town?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Ron tries to do the right things.
In this case, he did the contractor work.
How much is the fine up to right now?
I believe it is close to $2,400.
And he just wants to reduce it down to the cost of prosecution?
Correct.
Are there any costs incurred by the city?
Not at all.
I'd make a motion to
reduce
to the cost of prosecution.
I agree with that myself. I know Ron. He's been a good businessman here in town. And I don't know why he went through this, but if we have no cost, then I don't see why we should find it.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, we have a first by Ms. Bruce and a second by Jason. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed.
All right, well, that'll bring us to old business consent agenda. Two cases on there. We can attest that a affidavit of noncompliance has been attached to them.
So we would move to do the masses.
We move to
accept the consent agenda for not.
Yeah, we'll make a motion to accept the agenda.
Also, for if you had a chance to review the minutes from the previous agenda.
Oh yeah, we need to
enter that into the record.
Right. I repeat.
Do the Massey and then the old agenda? Separate?
Yeah.
I move to address the Massey agenda.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Well, the city respectfully requests all evidence, testimony, and presentations be included in the record.
Don't we still got to do the agenda?
We got to do the agenda. We have a copy. I apologize.
I need to do, accept the old agenda.
Yes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And now, the city respectfully requests all evidence, testimony, and presentation be included into the record and the city rest.
I'd make the motion to do that.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
I think Chip could learn.
That's a quick thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You got to go home and beat them babies?
I got to get hugs before they go to bed.
There you go.
Thank you.
I want to say thank you to everybody here at the board. I think that by finding